Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Promise Seat. I'm your host, Elder Ricardo Lawrence of the Holland Lamb Ministry. And listen, I want to thank you today for joining me, especially crossing over into this new year for those that are listening to me. Hallelujah. That means that we was blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to see another year. Amen. Because this lesson is so important to me is because when you take a look at everything that's going on in the world today, the time, hallelujah, is surely telling us that Jesus Christ is surely to return. And so my idea in my whole message, amen, every time I get on here, is to talk about and to lead the people back to Jesus Christ, amen, because only thing I want to do is, hallelujah, is prepare the people's heart for the coming of the Lord, amen. And I myself, while I'm preaching, I myself don't want to become a castaway. So before we begin today, I want you to open up your Bibles to John chapter 5, amen. And we're going to talk about, amen, the dead hearing his voice. We're going to talk about the dead hearing the voice of Jesus Christ, amen. I mean, because it's such a profound statement that in this hour, amen, we have to be able to hear the voice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because the scripture said, hallelujah, his sheep hear his voice, and a stranger, they will not follow, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just thank you, first God, for giving me the opportunity, oh Father God, to minister to your people across the world, oh God. Father, I thank you for your engrafted word, oh Father God, that is strengthened, oh God. Hallelujah, first me, the teacher, oh God, and those that are listening, oh God, that it build us up in our most holy faith and help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may not sin against you, oh God. Holy Spirit, I'm just asking you that you have your way, oh God, in today's teaching. Have your way into the heart and the minds of your people, oh Father God. Strengthen us where we are weak yet, oh God. Build us up in our most holy faith, oh God. For you are the wise master, build up our soul, oh God. And Father, we fail not to lift your name up on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, that you may get the honor and that you may get the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And again, if you have your Bibles, please go to St. John, amen. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Please go to the book of John, amen. And chapter 5, we're going to begin in chapter 5. I'm going to read the entire chapter 5, amen. And then we're going to expound on the dead hearing his voice, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 1 says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the waters. Whosoever then first, after troubling of the water, stepped in, were made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another stepping down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed, and walk. Then asked they him, What man is it? That which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk. And he that was healed wist not who it was, but Jesus had covered himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus finding him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed, and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh here too, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered the Jews and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father had life in himself, so he had given the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and the which as that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Amen. And shall come forth, they that have done good to eternal resurrection of life, and that they have done evil until the resurrection of damnation. I could of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there at verse 31. Amen. Because again, I'm talking about the dead hearing his voice, the dead hearing the voice of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I know what you're saying, or what you might be thinking, if possible. You might say, how is the dead hearing his voice? How is they hearing his voice? Because this, Jesus is describing those who have eternal life and will not be condemned, hallelujah, with the world. Amen. He's talking about the belief. He's talking about those that had already slept, hallelujah, or those that are sleeping in Christ. He's talking about the saints that had already passed away, those that are in the grave, amen. He said that they're going to hear his voice, amen, and he's going to quicken them, and he's going to cause them to come alive, amen. But I want to bring this thing up to date right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Because, again, I'm talking about those that are dead. They're going to hear his voice, amen. And we have to really understand something. Not only is Jesus Christ, he's talking about the resurrection that is to come, amen. And he's also talking about the first resurrection, amen. And so when you start taking what Christ or what the word of God is saying, listen, let's go through the scriptures when he has started. Let's start with Lazarus as an example, amen. The Bible says, amen, that Christ had came to the city, hallelujah, of Mary and Martha, Lazarus, of whom he loved, amen. And Lazarus is dead, amen. And so the scripture said that Jesus came days later, amen, and Lazarus had already been put inside of the grave, amen. And the tomb, hallelujah, the big rock was rolled over the tomb, amen, and that Lazarus was already dead, amen. But when Jesus came, amen, to the grave site, amen, Jesus said, hey, hallelujah. He said, Lazarus, he said, come forth, amen. And so Lazarus came forth. I mean, he came alive, amen. He was once dead, but now he's alive, hallelujah, because of the word that Jesus Christ has spoken, oh God. And this had to let you know that Jesus Christ was God and that he was God in the flesh, amen. And not only was he God in the flesh, amen, but he was the true and living Son of the true and living God, amen. And so he's giving you an example that he is the resurrection of life, amen. So So Jesus described those who have eternal life and will not be condemned, amen, as whoever hears and believes, amen. This is very powerful because Christ is not just talking about a single moment, amen, that we hear his voice, amen. He's talking about this has to be a continuous action. You have to constantly believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You have to constantly believe that Jesus Christ laid down his life for you and that on the third day he rose again. You have to believe this. This has to be conditioned in your heart. This has to be embedded in your mind, amen, because your belief, amen, and your faith, hallelujah, and your confidence has to be in Jesus Christ, A, that he is a resurrection of life, that he's able, amen, to deliver us, amen, and that he's able to raise us up, hallelujah, for those that believe, amen, that those that had already dead in Christ, amen, he's going to raise them up in that last hour, hallelujah, during the resurrection, and those that are still living on the earth, hallelujah, during that time period, amen, they're going to be caught up in the air to meet him, amen. And so Christ is just letting us know that this has to be a continuous action. This has to be continuously, amen. This has to be a part of your daily life. You have to always believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, amen. And this also is a condition, hallelujah, that will cause you to receive or inherit eternal life, amen. This is all about, hallelujah, putting all your confidence and your trust in Jesus Christ, amen. Because we have to also understand that for unbelievers, they're condemned already, amen. And so there's going to come a time, hallelujah, when that great judgment comes, amen, they're not going to have the opportunity nor the ability to repent, amen, in turn, because judgment is on the always already be upon mankind, amen. And so I want you to stay, keep your hand on John chapter 5, but I also want you to turn to Colossians, amen, the book of Colossians, hallelujah. And then I want you to go, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God. I want you to go to the second chapter, amen, while I'm turning my pages and getting myself there, amen, because this really is powerful, and Christ letting you know, amen, that he is the true resurrection of life. So I'm going to start at verse 13. He said, "And you, being dead in sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you of all your trespasses, and of your transgressions." Amen. So he automatically lets you know that we were once dead. Amen. We were once dead in our sins and our trespasses. Amen. But when we heard the word of God, amen, when he had given us his spirit, amen, he had quickened us, and we have came alive in him, but all, hallelujah, have sinned, amen, and all was dead before we heard his voice, amen. And verse 14 said, "And he blotted out the handwritten of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, and he nailed it to his cross." That to me, that is so powerful, knowing that we have a God, A1, that died for us, amen. 2, he blotted out our transgression and our sin. He had forgiven us all our sins and all our transgressions against him, amen. And not only did he forgive us all those things, amen, he had cleansed us, amen, and he had given us the ability, he had given us the right for those that believe in him to be the sons of the true and living God, amen. This is very powerful. And see, he took all our sins. He took death upon him, amen. He took all our sins upon him, amen, and he nailed it to the cross. I mean, we don't have to worry about the sting of death no more. We don't have to worry about sinning and transgressing against God, amen. As long as we continue in his ways, amen, as long as we continue to believe in him and continue serving him and continue to read his word, oh man, amen, and as long as we are asking God to fill us up with his spirit, amen, what I mean by fill us up with his spirit, by giving us the Holy Ghost. Once we receive the Holy Ghost, amen, and once we have faith, and once we put all our confidence and all our belief and all our faith in Jesus Christ, amen, we have become alive in him. Amen. This is so powerful unto me. Hallelujah. That even those that are in the grave will hear his voice. Amen. Some to life eternal and some to eternal condemnation. Amen. And so we have to understand something. The scripture says that when Christ, amen, when he was being crucified, amen, and when he had yielded up the ghost, when he had gave up the ghost, amen, and when a Roman soldier had punched him in his side, amen, hallelujah, and when the blood came trickling down, and when it had hit the dirt, the scripture said that those that was dead in the grave, they had rose, hallelujah, from the dead, and they had went into the midst of the city, and they had witnessed, hallelujah, about Jesus Christ being the Son of God, amen. And I'm telling you that we serve an awesome God, you know, that was willing to step out of, hallelujah, eternity, to step into time, to take on the form of a human being, amen, and then to lay his life down and then to pick his life up again on the third day for the remission of my sin. We serve an awesome God today, men and women of God. We serve a creator, hallelujah, that really is in touch with the infirmity and the afflictions of our flesh, amen. He knows exactly what we're going through, amen. And so we just serve an awesome God, amen. And so today I'm telling you, in this hour, and in these last days, and in these last times, hallelujah, you have to make a decision. And you have to make a decision on whom you're going to follow. Either you're going to follow the prince of this world, the prince of the air, hallelujah, which is Satan, or you're going to follow after the light, hallelujah, or you're going to follow out to Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. A decision has to be made today, amen. And so when we start dealing with the scriptures again in John chapter 57, the Bible says that this man, hallelujah, that Jesus had healed, he had been in this condition for 38 years. And today, for those that are listening, I want to ask you a question. How long have you been in a condition that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? How long have you been stagnated? How long has it been since you missed the mark? How long has it been since you did not accept the Holy Spirit into your life? How long has it been, amen, that you invited him into your heart, into your mind? Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus. Today I'm just saying unto you, men and women of God, that God want to come into your heart. Open up and let him in. He's at the door knocking. Jesus Christ just want to be your God, and he wants you to be his people. He laid down his life on Calvary, hallelujah, and on the third day he picked it up again for the remission of your sin, hallelujah, so that none should perish, but that all should have eternal life that is in Christ Jesus, that all may have life in him. Oh, I thank you today, O God. Verse 19 said, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, things so ever doeth the Son likewise. So he let you know that, hallelujah, he can't do none of these things without the Father. That everything that he see the Father do, he doeth himself. The Father was at work here, hallelujah, and he said, so am I. He said, for the Father loveth the Son and showed him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that he may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. So he's letting you automatically let you know that the Father is in him, hallelujah. And he said he seen God raise the dead, so God had given him the power to raise those up, hallelujah, to bring those that are dead and alive, hallelujah. He has given him their power because he is the resurrection of life, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, for the Father judged no man, but had committed all judgment into the Son. Then all men shall honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent them. Amen. So he's basically saying that there is no way, hallelujah, that you could come unto the Father except you come unto him first. Amen. Because he said he is the truth He is the life, and he is the way to our eternal salvation. Amen. And so you can't know the Father without the Son. And if you don't honor the Son, then you don't honor the Father. Amen. Because both are one. He abiding in the Father abiding in him. As he abiding in us and we abided in him, we are all one, amen, in Christ Jesus. We are all one in our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, amen. He said, verse 23, he said, all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, had everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. And he's talking about that second death. He's talking about that resurrection. Amen. When a resurrection comes. And for those that don't believe, amen, they're condemned already. Amen. You had already made your way, or you had already made your place in hell. I have to just be honest with you. Amen. But I'm talking to those that believe that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. I'm talking to the men and women of God. I'm talking to the believers. I'm talking to those that already have life. Amen. Because you had already made up your mind that you was going to serve the true and living God. I'm talking to my brethren. Amen. And for those that have not accepted him, this is the time. Hallelujah. To put all your confidence and all your trust and all your faith in your Lord, in your Savior, Jesus Christ, because he laid down his life for you just as well, hallelujah, that you should not perish, but that you should have eternal life, amen, because this was God's redemption plan for all men, amen, for God so loved the world that he was willing to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, he has given us the power to become the sons of God. Amen. And so we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your death. We thank you for your burial. And we thank you for your resurrection, oh God. We thank you for all life that is in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that you loved us so much that you were willing to give your only begotten Son, hallelujah, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we may have life eternal in him. And we just thank you today, oh God. This is very powerful because he said that the dead would hear his voice, hallelujah, and that they would be quickened or that they would have life eternal in him. So I'm talking to those that accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, amen, that you have eternal life in him, amen, and that we avoid the wrath that's to come, oh God, that the wrath that's to come upon the unbelievers or those that don't accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen. I'm telling you, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that was willing, hallelujah, to give his life for you. We're talking about a God that is, again, that is in touch with the infirmities and the afflictions of your flesh. He's in touch with everything that you're going through in this hour, hallelujah. Listen, as he overcame the world, we are able to overcome the world just as well. Verse 25 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I'm talking to you today, hallelujah, that you ask Jesus Christ, that you ask the Father that is in heaven, hallelujah, that he give you the Holy Spirit, that he fill you up with his Spirit, amen, hallelujah, so that you can be quickened and come alive, because today you are hearing his voice, amen. You hearing God's purpose and God's plan for your life, amen. God's purpose and God's plan for your life, hallelujah, that you accept Jesus Christ, amen, as being your Lord and Savior, because as you accept the Son and believe in the Son and honor the Son, you are also honoring the Father, amen. And again, there is no other name that a man should be saved except by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're dead in the spirit today, hallelujah. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity to accept him as being your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you fill them up with your spirit, O Father God. Quicken them, O Father God, as they hear the word going forth today, O God. Bring them alive today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Verse 26 says, for as the Father had life in himself, so had he given the Son to have life in himself, and had given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God. Again, all judgment is committed unto Jesus Christ. And the word of God, hallelujah, which is Jesus Christ, he had already let us know, hallelujah, that if you don't accept him as being your Lord and Savior, that you are already condemned already, amen, and that you are already in, hallelujah, of judgment of hellfire, amen. I'm not saying this to scare you, amen, because we serve a God that's, hallelujah, that is a loving and a kind God, a long-suffering God, a patient God, amen, a God of peace, hallelujah. But yet at the same time, the Bible says that he is a terror to his enemy, amen, for those that don't believe in him, hallelujah, for those that don't believe that he sent Jesus Christ into the world, amen, and those that don't believe that Jesus Christ laid down his life for you, hallelujah, as he done for me, and that on the third day he picked it up again, amen, that we may have life eternal in him, amen. This is a gift that he had given us, amen. God has gave us a great gift, amen, and that was his son, Jesus Christ, amen. And when Christ departed, Christ has sent us another great gift, which is the Holy Spirit, amen. And so again, if you don't have the Spirit of God, I'm asking you, hallelujah, A, accept Jesus Christ today, amen, hallelujah, as your Lord and Savior, amen, and pray that God send you his Spirit and that he fill you up, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit, amen, hallelujah, that you may be quickened and come alive in him, amen. And he, in verse 27, it said, he had given all authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Some shall come forth. They have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of the damnation. He's talking about those, hallelujah, amen, those that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, those that is going to receive, hallelujah, life eternal. He's talking about those that have faith in him, those that believe that he is their Lord and Savior, amen. Those the ones that he's talking about that is going to have life eternal, amen. And those that are going to have, hallelujah, eternal condemnation, those are all liars, thieves, whoremongers. Those are all the ones that did not accept Jesus Christ as being his Lord and Savior, amen, because the scripture says the wages of sin is death, amen. And so we serve a God of the living, hallelujah, and not of the dead, amen. We serve a Father, hallelujah, that is true and living, amen, and he's the Ancient of Days, amen, hallelujah. And we serve a Son, amen, you know, that is everlasting again, and there is no ending to this kingdom, amen. So we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, O God, for blessing those that are hearing today, God, those that are listening to the word, O God. Bless those, O Father God, across the nation, O Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Father, I pray, O Father God, that you give them ears to hear, God. Hallelujah, give them heart to receive thy engrafted word, O God. Receive their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, O God. Father, I cover them under the blood, O Father God, every teacher, every preacher, every minister, O God. Father, I cover your people under the blood that you keep them in these dark and trying days, O God. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, O Father God, strengthen them in their faith, O God. Build them up, for you are the wise master builder of our soul, O God. And I just thank you, O God. And again, my name is Elder Ricardo Lauren of the Holy Lamb Ministry. And I want to thank you all today for joining me on the Promise Seed. God bless you all, and you all have a wonderful new year, and I'll see you again on the Promise Seed. God bless you.